play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Ready to get things underway. Ball is up. The tip is won by the Streaks.
Deja
won the tip, and the ball kind of bounced around. The Streaks pick it up. We're underway. Glad to have you with us here this afternoon. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Olney Tiger Streaks in their road black silver numbers, silver and white trim. Andrea Sampson, three, top of the key is good. Nice way to start the game. Olney in their home white, orange numbers, orange and black trim. The Streaks defeated this team on day one of the tournament by a final of 54-40. Nice drive down the left side by Anna Blank. She lays it up and in, and she struggled against us the first time.
Mightily.
Didn't shoot the ball at all well, but she's the second leading scorer in this tournament so far.
Right. She scored 6 points against us in the first game, and that is all.
Riley Jenkins, a nice drive down the left side. Missed it, but got her own rebound. Kicks out to Kelsey Legg for three. Too strong. Andrea Sampson with a rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit. Chloe McCarthy had the rebound bounce off her hands, and Blank comes away with it for Olney.
She's the third leading scorer in the tournament after four games behind Claire McHugh and Mallory Ramage.
How is it 3-2 on the scoreboard?
Because we hit a three, they hit a two.
Oh, that's right. We hit a three. I was looking at it. It's like, why is there three up there? That was ours. But it was Blank that just hit a three there. So now it's a 5-3 Olney lead.
Well, she's almost got as many points in this one already as she had in the entire game against us the first time.
Yeah, we don't need her to her pocket just got picked. Andrea Sampson's pocket got picked by Blank, and she comes down, lays it up, and she has all seven of all these points. They lead 7-3.
I'm assuming that this is the Anna Blank that Coach Anselman is used to,
right?
Because she shot terribly against us the first game, and she's already 7 points on 3-for-3 from the floor.
And how many 74 points coming? Or no,
70 points.
70 points coming into this game total in the tournament. Deja range top again to Kelsey Legg in the paint, scoops it up, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Blank for Olney.
Well, Kelsey was falling away there. She should have righted herself and went right into the rim instead of falling away from the basket.
Right wing cobble goes to the right baseline to Inyurt, and Inyurt traveled with it.
I'm very optimistic seeing that call because
that
hasn't been called all tournament long, that extra step.
Well, this is a crew I think we've had here in past years, and I wasn't necessarily impressed, but so far, okay. Riley Jenkins down the left side, lays it up again. Oh, too strong. Rebound comes down to Tara Hughes for Olney.
Might have been some contact there.
Now it's Blank, left elbow, pulls up with a 15-footer, bounced off, missed that one. But Hughes with the offensive rebound puts it back up and in. And I don't think she scored against us the first time.
Hughes did not.
Now she's got a basket, 9-3, Olney has the lead. Streaks have gotten some good looks at it, haven't been able to put them in other than that opening three from Andrea Sampson. Deja Range out far on the right side. The Streaks nearly turn it over. Riley Jenkins able to run it down near the center circle. Right wing, Andrea Sampson turns, fires a three. Good!
That's so a three. It's 22.
Andrea Sampson, six. Blank, seven. And Terry Hughes, two. 9-6, Olney with the lead. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. This is Blank, top of the key. And Streaks lost her. She fires a three, missed that one. And Hughes with another offensive rebound. Going to be fouled. I'm not sure one of
it's
us went over
Deja.
Her back. Okay, wasn't sure who it was. Yep, 42. And Deja Range picks up the foul. That is her first team foul in the game.
The little things aren't being done by the Streaks right now. We're not boxing out. We're not looking passes into our hands. You can't get lackadaisical in a game like this because this is one of those games where it can go really one of two ways. Come out and express your frustration by playing really well in this one, or being defeated by the fact that you're frustrated from yesterday.
Cobble fires a three out high left side, airballed it as the Streaks had their first substitutions. Lauren Livingston, Lexi Tucker, and Kaylee Miller into the ballgame for the Streaks. Only will pick up a little bit of full court pressure here, just man-to-man. And Riley Jenkins will bring it up, working against Kenzie Weiler, who's in. Kenzie Weiler had 13 against us, hit a couple of threes in that game out of travel on Kaylee Miller, had it down to the corner and tried to make a move, but shuffled the feet before she put the ball on the floor.
Kaylee Miller missed the first day of the tournament, being she was sick.
Yeah, we kind of wondered. She wasn't here for the first game, and I asked about who was the other one? Oh, Lily Hudgens, and she apparently, unfortunately for Lily, tore an ACL while skiing, which is not fun.
I don't know at all. What the call here is.
Kaylee Miller.
Kaylee with what, a reach, a push?
I didn't see that out on the perimeter. First foul on Kaylee, second team foul on the Streaks.
Yeah, it looked like Weiler got in there without much obstruction.
Logan Cobble to inbound from the right baseline. Out high it comes to Inyart. Colleen Inyart dribbles right, working against Lord Livingston. Hands off to Cobble to the right baseline to Weiler. She'll fire the 18-footer. Good. Nice first basket for Weiler. And make it 11-6. Only 4:12 to play first quarter. Riley Jenkins dribbles right, gets a pick from Lexi Tucker. Little hesitation dribble, puts
nice.
It up and in. Nice move, Riley Jenkins. Little runner, got it up and in from the right side, 11-8.
Well, good to see Riley being aggressive after she was very passive yesterday for three quarters of the game.
Well, that foul's going to go against Andrea Sampson, I think. But both the officials, I think, had a bad angle. Oh, no, it didn't go against Andrea.
It didn't go against Lexi Tucker.
I'll say because as Inyart was driving in.
Oh, they went against Livingston.
Lauren Livingston. As she was driving in, she had the ball down by her waist before she went up for the shot. And I saw Andrea had a hand on the ball, but I didn't see. There must have been somebody across her. Lauren must have been across her arm as she went up. First free throw up and good for Inyart. That is her first point in the ball game.
Coach Massey really subbing liberally in this one so far.
Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time. Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg back in. Deja Range as well for the Streaks. And Riley Jenkins stays on the floor. 3:56 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 12-8. Second free throw up. And that one is good as well. And Hughes comes back into the game. And she'll replace Inyart for Olney. Riley Jenkins against some pressure from Weiler. Gets it across. Gets to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Top of the key, Deja Range. Right side, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Nice backdoor pass to Deja down the left side and came up short on it. Tried to go a little soft on it and just a little bit too much. And Blank has it and brings it the other way for Olney. Gives way to Haven Dahl, who's back.
Ooh, she double dribbled.
Now it's Hughes to Blank. Fires a three, and she's got another one.
Well, the Streaks, nobody popped out on her right there. Chelsea Stevenson put up a hand, but you got to go out on her. She's a shooter, and I know we didn't see it in the first game, but she's showing it right now.
Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. Streaks have been doubled up here. They trail 16-8, 3:22 to play here in the first quarter. And, you know, it's not so much what's going on the offensive end for the Streaks because they're getting some good looks. They've just missed some. It's defensively. They've just let Blank get away a couple of times. They've given up, as you said, a couple of offensive rebounds, got a put back and a foul on one of those. So that's where the struggles have come so far. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. All this week, been driving a really nice pre-owned Nissan Murano. It's a 2017, a little over 25,000 miles on a really, really nice vehicle. And it comes with a pro-certified lifetime warranty. It will not cost you anything. That's right. It's unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and it's no cost to you. And that's on every Galesburg Nissan vehicle, new, pre-owned. If they're 5 years old or newer and less than 100,000 miles, you have that peace of mind. And check this vehicle out. And also right now, the Galesburg Nissan year-end sales event going on. Chloe McCarthy for three left wing, short. Rebound, Deja fighting for it and kept it alive. Chloe comes up with it. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Nice pick and roll there, and Chloe came up short on the shot, too, on the pass from Riley Jenkins, but the rebound goes out of bounds off of Olney.
Left side of the basket has not been friendly to the Streaks.
No.
I think they're 0 for that side of the basket.
Yeah, because I think Riley went down that way twice and missed. Now Deja and Chloe have missed there, too, so at least four misses from that side. Inbound comes out high to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter, Streaks trail 16-8. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Long three-pointer. Good!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a great
Jessica Howard range on that one. That's
right.
Her third of the game. Make it 16-11.
And now
and a steal by Riley Jenkins. Riley left side lays it up, in and out, and back in.
Five.
hit off the glass, hit like I thought it was going to pop out too strong, but she puts it up and in, and now it's 16-13. Under 2.5 minutes to play first quarter. And what happened? They got bottled on the inbound. Everybody left on the end of the floor there.
Except for Riley.
Yeah, and now a travel on Hughes.
So the Riley was the only one that stayed down there, and the inbounder, knowing that the count was getting close to five,
just threw it in at Riley. Yeah, the direction of Riley, which was, yeah, I'm not sure why she did that, not try to throw it the other way.
Right, at least throw it to the other side of the floor, so then she has to go chase it. But
Riley made a good move, a tough shot on there to get it up and in. 16-13, Streaks can cut it to two or tie with a three here with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Left winger goes to Andrea Sampson. Give and go to Chloe, but it got knocked away. Good defense by Inyard.
Yeah, that was a very nice play by Inyard. She sold out to get that ball knocked away. If she misses it, it's going to be a layup for Chloe, but it's probably the right decision there.
Inbound is Kelsey Lake to Chloe McCarthy, left side. She got through the defenders but got fouled from behind. I think it's going to go against Haven Dahl.
It'll be the first foul and only.
And it does go against Dahl. And Chloe McCarthy will go to the free throw line with two shots.
At the line, 32, Chloe McCarthy, two shots.
2 minutes exactly to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 16-13, now 14 as Chloe hits the first. That's her first point of the ball game. Logan Cobble back in. She'll replace Kenzie Weiler. Chloe McCarthy at the foul line for the Streaks.
This has been a long first quarter.
5'9 senior misses second. Adrian Sampson gets in there for the rebound. Now Kelsey Legg, left wing, back to Andrea, left baseline. They closed out on her, couldn't get the three off. Now back to Kelsey, now out near the center circle. It is Riley Jenkins with it. 1:47 to play in the quarter. Riley down the right side of the lane. Oh, nice dump off to Deja. Got knocked away. Riley got it back. And now a steal by Blank. Blank down the right side against Chloe. Chloe, good defense.
Yeah,
and she missed
great.
The shot. And Deja rips away the rebound. Really good job by Chloe McCarthy.
Yeah, and what she did was instead of jumping with her, she jumped up and backwards. And Blank, it threw Blank off, and Blank threw it off the backboard and couldn't get – she was expecting contact that whole way because Chloe was standing there. And instead of jumping up and in, she jumped away.
Streaks turned it over, though. Andrew tried to get it to Chloe down on the back door, but a hand got in there, knocked it away. Blank has it and hands off to Dahl. Dahl, top of the key, dribbles right. Right wing, it goes to Inyard. Inyard toward the baseline, back to Dahl. She'll fire the three, and that's way off the mark, and Deja's got another rebound. I'm guessing there's nobody close to her rebounding-wise in this tournament, but, of course, they only keep track of scoring, and they base all tournament and most valuable player on that for some reason. Right wing, it's Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Riley Jenkins now brings it out near the center circle to Deja out high left side. She'll give to Chloe, top of the key. Chloe, left wing to Riley. She'll fire the three-pointer, short, and rebound. Andrea Sampson gets in there for another one. Kicks it out to Kelsey Lake. Great hustle on the offensive glass twice now by Andrea Sampson. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 16-14. Chloe McCarthy.
Making a strong push for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, too, with her 3-3.
Riley
well.
Back door to Deja, and this time she crossed over, did the reverse, laid it up on the right side. Nice job by Deja. Good pass from Riley Jenkins. We're tied at 16 with 12 seconds to play in the quarter.
Yeah, got to a more comfortable side there, and it's an 8-0 run here by the Streaks.
This is Blank with 5 seconds to play. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Inyard. Now picked up by Chloe McCarthy. Puts up a layup, missed it. Deja with another rebound, and the quarter's going to come to an end. We are tied at 16 after one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks got doubled up. They were down by 8 in the first quarter, and they just went on an 8-0 run, and we were tied at 16 heading into the second quarter. And it should be Streaks basketball
starts
the second quarter, and that's the way they set up, but then the official pointed the other way.
Actually,
did we have a tie-up?
No, it should be only ball.
Yeah, because we won the tip, and there hadn't been a tie-up
right.
since then.
Yeah, it should be only ball.
I think
ball.
The Streaks coaching staff just saw what the arrows pointed out. Well, this is the second time that that's happened during this tournament, at least during our games, that they didn't get the arrow switched. I don't know if they're having an issue with it. Now, Coach Massey's having a discussion with the official scorer, timekeeper. Okay, well, I think that is correct, though, because we won the tip.
Right, and there hasn't been a tie-up
since. Yeah, there hasn't been a tie-up since. So, Aldi with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Blank. She'll bring it into the front court, met by Riley Jenkins. Blank on the dribble. Goes left.
She dribbles it out in front of her.
Yeah.
We saw the Streaks pick her a couple times in the first matchup. You just got to kind of look, because once she starts dribbling out in front of her,
right there it is. Lauren Livingston nearly came up with a steal, but she was able to get back. Gives it to Dahl, left baseline, missed a 10-footer. Oh, that should have been Streaks' ball.
Yeah,
Hughes knocked it out of bounds. Had the inside position on Riley Jenkins, knocked it out, but it's going to go back to the Olney Tigers. It'll be cobbled to inbound. Out high it comes to Inyert, top of the key, and tried to go back door. It got knocked away by Chelsea Stevenson. Couldn't hang on, though, and Hughes comes up with
it. Well, Lexi Tucker nor Chelsea saw it coming, and they both hit it.
Now Lexi knocked it away from Hughes, and now she just double dribbled. Yeah. And, timeout called by Mark Anselman.
well, pretty sure there was a double dribble there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Coach Matt's saying right now.
Well, they got the timeout. Anyway, so a 30-second timeout called by Olney head coach Mark Anselman. We see a lot of strange things in this tournament. None stranger than most of that game last night. 7:26 to play here in the first half. We're tied at 16. Galesburg High boys lost their game this morning, a tough one to Taylorville. The host 67-66 for the final on that one. They will play later tonight. I don't know the opponent yet. I guess we'll find out probably after the game that's going on right now. But it's going to be scheduled for a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman tonight here on WGIL. Cobble to inbound for the right baseline. In it comes to Blank. Hands off to Cobble on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Inyert. She dribbles right. Hands off to Cobble again. Out high right side, and she traveled with it. No call, and gives it off to Blank. Blank dribbles left. Goes left baseline to Dahl. She'll fire the three-pointer. Good. Haven Dahl with her first basket. 19-16, Olney.
Breaks the Streaks 8-0 run to end the first quarter.
Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Hands off to Andrea Sampson. She'll bring it between the circles. Dribbles right. Pulls it back out near the center circle. Now goes left. Now back to the right. And gives way to Riley Jenkins in the center circle.
Nobody was even counting that time.
Yeah, and we've seen that go on in this tournament as well. What we thought should have been 5-second calls against us and for us. That didn't happen. Riley with it out high left side. Left wing, Lexi Tucker. Gives to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Dribbles left. Gives to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Kelsey penetrates. The runner is up and good. Nice job by Kelsey. And as usual, she ended up on the floor. Trying to draw that contact. Trying to sell it. But got the shot up and in. And make it 19-18. Now a shot down to the right baseline. No good. I didn't see. Was that Hughes that put that up or was that in here?
No, it was in here.
Streaks have it. Riley Jenkins on the run. Nice pass to Andrea Sampson running the floor. Couldn't put it up and in. But Lexi Tucker with a rebound puts it up and in. Great fast break by the Streaks. Andrea running the floor. Nice look off by Riley Jenkins. Got to Andrea. Couldn't hit. But there was Lexi Tucker to clean it up. And the Streaks have their first lead, right?
No, or, first lead since 3-2.
Okay. That's right, 3-2, 2019. Yeah, we're up 3-0 and 3-2. That's right. Because Andrea hit the three to start the game. 2019 Streaks, 5:48 to play first half. This is Cobble. Hands off to Blank. She lost the handle on it. Streaks didn't see it. Right wing, it's Dahl. Fakes, drives baseline. A runner high off the glass is no good. And, boy, should have been over the back there. Oh, that's – she stepped out of bounds trying to save that in. He didn't call that, but it did go out of bounds. Streaks are going to get it back nonetheless. Deja Range back in. Chloe McCarthy checking back in for the Streaks. She'll replace Lauren Livingston, and Deja replaced Lexi Tucker. 5:33 to play first half. Streaks lead 20-19. Riley Jenkins to set the offense for the Streaks. Dribbles right behind the back. Top of the key, kicks out to Chloe. Out high left side. Gets a pick from Riley. Top of the key, picks up. And she'll bounce it for Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley down the right side of the lane, dumps it off to Deja left side, puts it on the floor, up off the glass, too strong. Riley with a weak side rebound, and she tried to save it in, lost it. It came down as she was bringing it down, hit the floor hard and was going out. She tried to save it back in, wasn't able to get to it.
Deja's got to get a better angle on those. She's shooting them up over the rim now and not using the square properly.
This is blank out near midcourt. Trapp looking for help. Looking at Mark Antelman calls timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. Good job by the Streaks defense. Forced him to use another timeout. 5 minutes to play first half. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Galesburg 20, Aldi 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 2019. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here on this Saturday afternoon, final day of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament and final day for the Taylorville Holiday Tournament for the boys as well. And we'll have their game, second game of the day, coming up a little bit later on. This one for third place here at Mattoon. Hopefully the Streaks can gather themselves and take home the third place trophy. They've taken home nothing but first and second place trophies, mostly first place, one time a second place trophy here. So,
right.
Add a third to the repertoire. Why not? This is blank with it for Olney out of the timeout. Top of the key, out high right side to Weiler back in and tried to go down the lane and lost a handle on it. Kelsey Legg comes up with a loose ball.
I think she actually tried to dribble that on Kelsey's foot.
Riley trapped up in the corner, gives to Kelsey. Streaks should have numbers, gives to Chloe on the left wing. And now back out to Kelsey on the left side. Now Riley has it near the center circle.
Deja stayed too high that time. She was wide open on the weak side of the floor. If she would have gone down towards the basket, they probably could have hit her.
Missed her there, posted up too. Now
travel.
Kelsey traveled. Yeah, tried to make a move top of the key, picked up the pivot foot before she put it on the floor. And we'll take it back the other way.
She did that on that last layup she made too, but got away with it.
4:25 to play first half, 2019 Streaks. And a blank for Olney. Between the circles, gives high post to Weiler. Now hands back off to Blank, pulls up with a 15-footer right baseline. It's
good. This is a much different Blank than what we saw in the first matchup.
She's got 12 of their 21. It's a 21-20 Olney lead. Deja Range, right wing. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins out high left side. To Andrea on the right wing. Back out to Riley near the center circle. She'll direct some traffic, gets a pick from Deja left side. She'll go baseline, puts it up off the glass, missed it.
That rebound left side of the basket, just not friendly for us.
Rebound comes down to, who was that? Black.
Black.
Brittany Black, who is in for Olney. Weiler on the dribble. That's the strange thing with Riley being left-handed. Usually that's the side she likes to go to and favors that side, but it's just been tough, not only for her, but the rest of the Streaks here this afternoon.
Yeah, if we kept the shot chart, I'm pretty sure we're like 0 for 7 over there.
Black missed an easy one on a nice feed from Dahl. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. Chloe, cross court to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Thought about firing from on top of the three-point arc. Didn't pull the trigger. Now Andrea has it out high right side with 3:17 to play. She'll penetrate and gets pushed.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think she knew that. It was a little bit of a push, but I think if she knew, she probably would have tried to go up with a shot.
I thought the official there was going to call travel the way he started his hands, but.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was. Who'd they call it on?
Blank.
Foul is called against
and
the
a blank. That is her first, second team foul on Olney. Kaylee Miller in. She'll inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Lexi Tucker on the left wing, who just checked in, as did Lauren Livingston. Now Riley Jenkins out high on the left side. Andrea Sampson on the floor as well. Lauren Livingston out high left side to Lexi Tucker between the circles, right wing. It's Riley gives to Lauren going down the right side lane, too hard off the glass, and the rebound comes down to Olney. It's Anna Blank. Now it's cobbled out on the left side. She'll fire a long three, no good. Rebound to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, and a reach from behind is going to go against Weiler. As she probably a good foul as she prevented a fast break by Riley Jenkins. 13 foul now on Olney. We're equal in that department with 2:52 to play in the first half. Olney leading 21-20. I think Coach Antelman is telling when Weiler's in there, she's not in there a whole lot, but to just try to bother Riley Jenkins a little bit coming up the court, and now we're going to have a push.
Wow.
Call. I don't know where that came.
That had to have been a hand check at best.
And they called on Weiler, and I thought she was a kind of away from her. I thought both Blank and Black were closer to her, but Weiler got called for a quick second foul there. Makeup calls for last night, even though it's a different crew. I don't know. Did you even see the hand on her?
No, I didn't.
I think Riley was surprised also.
Well, especially after what we've seen in the rest of the tournament.
Inbound to Lexi Tucker. Tough shot, not in. And Hughes had the rebound go off her hands, and Blank comes away with it. Blank crosses over down the right side, laid it up, missed it. Hughes gets the rebound, can't hit, but she's going to be fouled by Lexi Tucker. Hughes just beat the other streaks down, was able to get the offensive rebound. That'll be the first foul on Lexi, 14 fouls on the streaks. And it'll be Terry Hughes going to the free throw line with two shots for Alney. First one is up, bounces off, no good. 2:31 to play here in the first half.
You know, if Coach Massey has to think about running a design play here for Andrea at some point, because Andrea is hot. You know, she hit those first three threes in the first quarter, and we haven't really seen her shoot much since then.
Second free throw good, make it 22-20 only as Blank goes to the bench, gets a break. She's replaced by Reagan Hires. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. Now Lexi Tucker out high right side. No movement from the streaks there. Lexi waiting to pass to somebody. Finally, Andrea
comes
out. Well,
I think Lauren was supposed to set a screen for Andrea, and it never came.
Now Riley on the left wing. Hesitation.
Andrea's up high.
Andrea top of the key for three. Oh, in and out. No good. Lexi Tucker inside position on the rebound, and she was looking for the over-the-back call because the ball got knocked away also and went out of bounds. Now the streaks will pick up with full-court pressure. First time we've seen it here this afternoon. 2:04 to play in the first half. Streaks trailing 22-20. In it comes Cobble, and she lost a handle on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it does go back to the streaks. Yeah. Cobble lost a handle. I saw Kaylee Miller dove at it, but it went off of Cobble. It actually bounced out of bounds right when she lost a handle on it.
32 McCarthy.
So the full court pressure, first time they've seen it this afternoon, and that paid off. Back in is Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range, and Kelsey Legg, who will inbound from the left baseline. Kelsey. Finally gets it in to Andrea out high left side with 2 minutes to play in the half. Riley Jenkins now in the center circle out high left side. Chloe McCarthy to Deja Range between the circles. Riley Jenkins left wing for three. Too strong. Rebound comes out long, and Blank runs it down as she's back in for Alney.
Nice look, though. It was wide open look, and Riley just off the mark. Oh, that was a travel.
Yeah, Paige Stieber caught the ball and took a step with it. Now Cobble has it out high right side between the circles. Now gives to Stieber in the left corner. Being guarded by Kelsey Legg. Out high it goes to Inyurt with 1:30 to play in the half. Blank on the dribble. Down the left side. Kicks to Stieber in the left corner. Fires a three. That's short. But it's –
oh. Oh, no.
Well,
she handed that ball off.
Yeah, Inyurt came down with a rebound, and it handed it right to Deja Range, and he called a foul. I mean, literally, she brought it down hard and had it right out in front of her.
That's her second.
Wait, why are they giving her two shots? It was on the rebound. The foul was on the rebound.
Yeah, she didn't even have the ball.
They gave her two shots. And the referees explained what happened, but how is she getting two shots, though? It didn't happen on a – oh, wow, okay. Well, she made the first. I have no idea where that came from. And she made both of them, so now it's a four-point lead. I mean, she literally just brought the rebound down. She wasn't trying to go up with the shot because as soon as she brought it down, Deja took it away from her.
Right.
24-20 is the only lead, 1:18 to play. Now Riley drives down the left side, lays it up, and got that one. But it looked like there was some contact from Hughes.
Hughes hit her in the face.
But Riley finally got it to go in off the glass on that side, and it's 24-22, 1:07 to play. Blank between the circles, dribbles right, fires a three, good. Now the streaks didn't jump out on her quick enough. Can't leave her open. That's her third three of the game.
You can't give her space to think about
it. Riley Jenkins down the left side again, kicks out to Kelsey Legg, left wing for three, good. Can't leave her open either. 27-25 now. Streaks trail by two. 45 seconds to play in the half.
Well, after a light scoring quarter, all of a sudden the scoring's picking up in this one.
Looks like they'll work for one. Blank on the dribble. Gets a pick from Cobble. Now gives to Cobble in the center circle with 34 to play. Blank out high on the right side now.
This is where I would trap if I'm Coach Massey because it worked so well last time. And he is. He's putting the 1-3-1 on the floor.
Now they give it to Weiler, left of the center circle. Back to Blank, right of the center circle to Weiler with 19.
Well, Chloe's
now with 17.
Chloe's got to come up on that because all they're doing is passing it back and forth up top. So somebody's got to cheat and try to get that steal.
Now Blank has it. She'll trigger. 8 seconds of play on the left side. Now with six. Kicks it down the left baseline. Cobble, 17-footer is no good. Rebound weak side comes down to Blank up off the glass and in. Nobody got a body on her. And at the end of the half, Now back to a four-point lead. It is Olney 29, Galesburg 25. Not a bad half of basketball. It's been the streaks issues have been more on the defensive end than the offensive end. But it's Olney 29, Galesburg 25. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down the halftime scoreboard, stats, and more. Streaks trail 29-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Olney Tigers 29-25. They were tied at 16 at the end of the first quarter and were outscored 13-9 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. This for third place here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The championship game will be between Altamont and the host Mattoon. And Altamont had beaten them earlier. Yep. I don't have the score in front of me somewhere, but I think they beat them pretty handily.
It was, I got the score right here. It was 55-44.
Okay, not that handily, but pretty good 14-point win for Altamont the first time around, so they'll play them again this time for the championship. Galesburg High boys will play again one more time tonight over Taylorville. They lost to the host in a tough one, 67-66. They're scheduled to play at 7 o'clock tonight, and that'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you here on WGIL. Let's see, the Illinois Fighting Illini in action. And
they are losing 46-40.
Florida Atlantic.
6:50 left to go in the second
so
half.
So they were up, or were they up at halftime?
26-21 at halftime.
And they've been up,
scored 25-14 in the second
half. Wow. So the Illini not looking good. It's probably a good thing we're not carrying that one today. So Illini struggling. All right, so Streaks Trail here by a score of 29-25. We'll take a timeout, come down and run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo! go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The official WGIO forecast. Cloudy skies expected for today with a chance of flurries and a high up around 28. While for tonight, clear and a low of 20. Some sunshine expected for tomorrow, the high of 38. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, light freezing rain possible, and a low of 30 degrees. Monday is going to bring mostly cloudy skies. Rain and snow is likely, and a high of 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 23 degrees here on WGIO.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Mattoon, South Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streak trailing the Albany Tigers 29-25. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Andrea Sampson leads the way scoring-wise for the Streaks with 9 points on 3 three-pointers, all in the first quarter. 6 points for Riley Jenkins on 3 baskets. Had a tough shooting go of it early in the game. 5 points for Kelsey Legg on a 3 and a 2 in the second quarter. 2 points for Deja Range, 2 for Lexi Tucker, each on a basket. And 1 point for Chloe McCarthy on 1 for 2 from the line. That's the only time the Streaks got to the line, so 1 for 2, 4 three-pointers. For Alney, she struggled against us the first time around, but not this afternoon. Anna Blank, 17 points, including 3 three-pointers. And the problem with that was they were wide-open three-pointers, wide-open looks.
Well, we wondered coming into the game, Tom, looking at the scoring she's had in the tournament. She scored 64 points against the other three in the other three games. And we were like, well, what is going on? She only scored 6 against us and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, in fact, in that first game.
But filling it up here today, 4 points for on 4 for 4 from the line, 3 points for Haven Dahl on a 3, 3 points for Tara Hughes on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Kenzie Weil on a basket. They were 5 for 6 from the line and hit 4 three-pointers.
Well, 5 turnovers for only. Streaks turned the ball over 6 times, so that's pretty even. Rebounds were 15 apiece. Streaks had a slight edge in offensive rebounds, 8 to 6. Shooting-wise, only was 10 of 24 from the field. Streaks were 10 of 27 from the field. So both teams, 6 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers. Difference right now is those four free throw advantage right now. So a real even game other than those 4 extra free throws that only hit.
Well, they got a couple extras on a foul that wasn't a shooting foul, but
right.
You know, what are you going to do? All right, 29-25 only with the lead as we were just a little less than a minute from starting the second half of basketball here. Both teams already done with their warm-ups and set to come back out. And let's see, whose ball is it?
It should be our ball.
Yeah, because we only have the two possession changes in the first
half.
There
hasn't been a tie-up, and they got it to begin the second. So
Streaks for the basketball to start the second half. Riley Jenkins has it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across and get the offense set for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy out high, dribbles right. Now gives to Riley between the circles. Riley on the dribble. Now Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side. Now Deja Range between the circles. Right wing to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson thought about the three, dribbles right, penetrates, lays it up. Bounces off, no good, and the rebound's going to go off of.
I was going to say, if it's on over the back on Deja, which looked like it should have been, then it's definitely a streak ball because it went off Hughes.
So the streaks to get it back. Kelsey Legg to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Deja down the left block, puts it up, can't hit, but gets fouled by Hughes.
And Hughes should have just let Deja go because Deja was under the backboard when she tried to put that one up.
Excuse me, that's the first foul on Hughes, and Deja goes to the free throw line with a couple of shots. Hit, what was she last night? 4 of 6 last night from the line, I think. And hits that one.
Sounds right. Very fine game last night.
Yeah, 16 points, 9 Deja. Rebounds, and won 2 Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Players of the Game yesterday.
Yes, she did. She swept them.
Second shot for Deja, up and good. When her stroke is on, it looks really good. When she misses from the free throw line, it looks really bad.
Right, it almost looks like a shot put.
Yeah, which she's very good at, and that's what she's going to be end up at Western Illinois. Streaks almost come up with a steal on the full court pressure. Now they finally get it across. Now Riley Jenkins comes up with a steal, gets it across, goes down the right side against Hughes, lays it up, and she got knocked to the floor. And Riley's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots, and that's 2 quick fouls on Tara Hughes. And, again, the full court pressure having an effect.
Well, and the streaks just missed stealing the initial pass, and then it was the second pass, or the initial pass once the ball was inbounds, and then it was the second one they actually did get.
First free throw up and good for Riley Jenkins. She's got 7 in the game, and she can tie it here. It's 29-28.
Well, we talked, Tom, the only difference between these two teams in that first half was 4 made free throws.
Shot missed, but Deja with another rebound. Tried to bounce to Andrea Sampson, got knocked away, but the streaks to get it back on the left baseline. Haven Dahl got in there and knocked it away.
Deja up to 4 rebounds in the game now.
So Kelsey Legg will inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. And it comes to Chloe McCarthy down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit it, but Andrea Sampson in there for another offensive rebound and a jump ball called. Andrea had the.
I don't think anybody had possession long enough there for that.
No,
to be
I mean Andrea had
called,
it,
but
somebody got a hand on it briefly. But they call the jump ball. Possession goes to Alney, and it comes to Dahl. Trap now, get it to Blank. She'll get it across midcourt left side. Blank on the run, got somebody open. Double dribble. They didn't call it. Then she got it off to Inyart.
Well, what the streaks have to be aware of is if Blank inbounds the ball, they want the ball going back to Blank.
Right.
So she's going to shallow cut. Andrea's got to step in front
There's a travel, an easy steal.
Didn't
call either. Dahl kind of tipped the ball and ran with it. Now Hughes fires a long 3 out high right side and banks it in. My goodness. That is tough to do. If you try to do that, you probably can't do it. But she just, especially from that angle. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. It's now 32-28. Alney with 6:40 to play here in the third quarter. Riley Jenkins out high left side. Now to Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the 3 out high right side. Ooh, bounces off too strong. Rebound comes down to Dahl for Alney. That, from our angle, looked like it was going to go in just a little bit hard. Cobble down the right side and pass stolen away by Chloe McCarthy. I'm not sure where she was going, trying to get it to Inyart, I guess, and Chloe McCarthy was there waiting. Now it's Riley Jenkins between the circles. Streets trail 32-28, right wing, Deja range. To Chloe McCarthy out top, out high left side. It's Riley to Deja down the left block, and Hughes is going to pick up her third foul as Deja was just getting ready to fake, and she was already up in the air. I mean, she went for the fake without it happening.
Right. Hughes obviously didn't read the scouting report that Deja likes to dribble the ball before she goes up because Hughes was expecting her essentially just to turn and put it in the air.
So the Streets will have it on the left baseline. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, fakes the 3, and got called for the travel. That one I'm not sure of.
I don't think that one. I mean, I'm with him on a bunch of these,
right.
But she never shuffled her feet.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Quick move, and she did the ball fake, and then.
She did a shot fake, and then she took the step forward, but I didn't see that one.
So the Streaks turn it over. And Blank has it on the left wing for Alney. Gets a pick, picked up now by Chloe McCarthy out high right side to Cobble. Underneath, tried to get it into Inyart, or Black. It got knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Andrea Sampson comes up with it. Streaks on the run. Andrea out high right side. And Blank reaches in on her. Now she gets away and gives to Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins out high left side.
Deja got away with a push there.
Underneath, nice look from Kelsey Lade to Chloe McCarthy right side. Can't hit. And Deja with another rebound. Now goes to the floor, and we got a tie up. And at this time, it's going to go back to the Streaks.
The streak ball. Chloe's got to hit that layup. I don't know what threw her off, but she had wide open look, just couldn't get the fall. I don't know. for, yeah. I don't know, if she had, maybe it's
five games in 3 days. Right. I mean, it'll affect different players differently. Lexi Tucker, Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson back in for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg, Riley Jenkins stay on the floor. In it comes to Riley, top of the key, down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Kelsey, left baseline. She drives in, puts the shot up. The runner's no good. Got knocked to the floor that time. It was actually after the shot. I'm guessing she's going to get two, though. The foul goes against Inyard. That's her first.
You know, realistically, I don't think anybody calls that rule right anymore.
So Kelsey Lay goes to the line with two shots. First one is up and perfect. She's got six in the ball game. Make it 32-29, 5:25 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trailing the Albany Tigers. Second shot is up. Missed that one. Rebound comes out long to Inyard. And she gives way to Blank, who will bring it up for Alney. Blank down the left corner to Dahl. Didn't have time to get the three off as Chelsea Stevens goes out, but she drives in and pulls up with a 14-footer, puts it up and in. Dahl with five and make it 34-29. Streaks cut into it, and then Alney goes on a run. Chelsea Stevenson left wing, top of the key. Kelsey Legg now hands off to Riley Jenkins. She'll go top of the key. Now down the left side of the lane. Got tripped up. Puts it up off the glass. Can't hit. Tips it out, though. Kept alive, and Weiler comes up with it, and Kelsey Legg got caught in a bad spot there going after what she thought was a loose ball. Weiler ran it down, and Kelsey ran into her and picks up her first foul. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
Silver Streaks, number three, Kelsey Legg. Her first.
Streaks almost going with a line change here. Four new players in: Kaylee Miller, Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson, and Deja Range all come back in. Staying on the floor is Riley Jenkins.
This will be Anna Blank to bring it up for Alney. She's got a top of the key out, top or right elbow goes to Weiler. She drives down and Deja blocks the shot out of bounds. Weiler had a pretty big game against us. She picked up the slack that with Blank not having a big scoring night. I think she had 13 against us the first time.
And she's only taken two shots in this one.
Black right wing, now Blank. Blank with it, top of the key. Crosses over, goes to the right, step back 17-footer, no good. And I don't know how she got that rebound.
Got the shot up.
Yeah, and then she put the shot up in it. I really don't know how that happened. She missed it, and Riley was in front of her, didn't really block her out, put a body on her, but she turned, and Deja was there also, and somehow the ball fell in her hands.
We're going to get a moving screen on Deja. The Streaks keep doing this, and, you know, you got to set. They all want to go and make contact and then put their, you know, stop.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to go and you got to set. Make the ball handler come off of you.
Unfortunately, that's three on Deja, so she'll have to come out. Lexi Tucker checks back in with 4:19 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 36-29.
We are in the third quarter, right? Because the scoreboard says fourth.
Yeah, so it's fourth. No, it's the third still.
Okay. I'm like, did I miss something?
Nice traps. Weiler looking for help. That should be a foul call.
Oh, time out.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. I don't know how in the world they got that, because it was at least five. And the official on top of the play was calling the five. But they gave him the 30-second timeout to Mark Anselman. 4:13 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 36-29. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. As we were driving a 2017 Nissan Murano, pre-owned with the pro-certified lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. That's a great thing. You get this lifetime warranty, it doesn't cost you a thing. This is on all pre-owned cars, 5 years old or newer, with 100,000 miles on. Also on all new vehicles you buy at Galesburg Nissan. And check out the new inventory, because right now the Galesburg Nissan end-of-year clearance sale going on. Not only great deals on the outgoing 2018 brand-new models, but also those 2019 models as well.
Nobody cut off the sideline.
3-1 break, and Cobble puts it up, couldn't hit, but Chloe McCarthy picks up the foul, probably a good foul, prevented an easy layup.
Well, right there, some miscommunication between the Streak defenders, and Andrea was probably supposed to take the sideline away, and then she didn't, and so Lexi Tucker was on the wrong side, on the baseline side of the offensive player, so she just streaked down the floor and got the ball up, and finally they end up at the free throw line.
Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. First free throw by Cobble was good. Second one missed. Lexi Tucker had it in her hands, got knocked away from behind. It's going to go back to the Streaks as Black knocked it out of bounds. So the Streaks now down by eight again, second time in this ball game. It happened in the first quarter. Then they went on an 8-0 run. Hopefully we'll have at least that. How about an 18-0 run? Riley Jenkins down the middle, gives to Andrea Sampson, right baseline for three. Bounced off, no good. Weak side rebound, Kaylee Miller. Now it's Andrea Sampson out between the circles. Andrea hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. Not as good luck on this end so far, but drives right baseline. Shot from 10 is no good off the side of the glass, and Black comes away with it and clears for Alney. 3:30 to play here in the third quarter. Cobble with it. Weiler for three and got another one.
Well, you know, the streaks aren't closing out on shooters. They're just waiting until they catch and shoot the ball, and then they're going out to them.
Boy, McCarthy drives left side, dumps it off to Lexi Tucker. Great pass, and Lexi Tucker rolls to the basket and lays it in. She's got four, and Coach Massey calls a timeout, I believe. 30-second timeout by Coach Massey with 3:16 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 40-31. And, that's been the problem we talked about in the first half. It's not problems on the offensive end of the floor for the Streaks. It's more on the defensive end. And that's the one thing, because Blank's 3 three-pointers she's got were pretty much wide open. We didn't close out. And that one for Weiler there, we jumped out too late as well. And we got to be aware of that because she hit two or three against us on day one of the tournament.
Right. And that's the thing. You can't be slow on those rotations, especially against a team that can hit it from out there, because they love to have that wide open look. It's the one where they have a hand in the face that really you struggle with.
Full court pressure, Blank to inbound, and it comes to Weiler, right back to Blank, as you said, and a three-on-one break. Blank down the left side, and, nice ball fake to Cobble, and got Chloe McCarthy away and put it up and in. That was one of my favorite moves back in the day.
And Chloe can't come off of Blank there either, because you know she wants to shoot the basketball. Sell out on Blank. Let her make that tough pass.
Cobble with three in the game. 42-31. Biggest lead at 11 for Alney. 2:51 to play third quarter. Now the Streaks. Not a whole lot of movement on the offensive end.
No, they're offensively looking very flat right now.
Ball got tapped out of bounds. Streaks will have it on the far sideline.
I mean, even the pass right there was kind of a lackadaisical pass.
Sarah Ingram checks in for Alney. She replaces Cobble. And it comes to Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, down the left side of the lane. Lays it up hard, can't hit. And foul's going to go in the field. Injured or Weiler, I believe. We'll see who they indicate.
Injured.
Looks like injured. That's her second. And Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots. She hit one for two earlier in the quarter. She's got 7 points in the game. She can cut it to 10. And does with the first one. 2:38 to play third quarter. Like to see the Streaks go on a run here late in the third quarter. Oh, now they have the scoreboard right. It did say fourth quarter up there. Now it does say the third. Second shot up and perfect for Riley.
See if the press can do something here. You got to learn from what's happening here. And they do this time.
And Weiler lost the ball. It should have been a travel, and they didn't call it. Now Chloe McCarthy knocks it away out of bounds. How did it? It was right in front of the official. Weiler fell to the floor and slid across the floor with the ball and then turned and passed it. They didn't call the travel. The trap did exactly what it was supposed to do, and we didn't get the call.
Well, and on top of it, it was a nice job of the Streaks to take away Blanks that time, which they hadn't been doing. Oh, there's a trap that Kelsey just missed on.
Yeah. This is Blank, not a Weiler. Out between the circles with 2:20 to play in the quarter.
That's going
to
be a kick.
Kicked away. Streaks trail 42-33. Cobble back in. She'll replace Weiler.
Yeah, Weiler doesn't look too keen on the pressure the Streaks are throwing out there right now.
So what's happening on that full court, as you mentioned, Blank is inbounding and then immediately looking for the ball to come right back to her, and the Streaks got the trap set and covered her before they were able to make the pass back and then didn't get the call. Nice defense by Andrea Sampson. Jumped into the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds on the far sideline. They'll trigger again. This time it'll be Ingram. It comes to Blank out near midcourt, left side. Goes to the top of the key, gives to Cobble, right side. Swing it over to Ingram in the left corner, and Chloe McCarthy knocks it away and now ties her up, and the possession arrow
points. I think it's staying down there.
That's the thing I don't like about that. That's what I like about the jump ball. You made a good defensive play, and if the arrow's not pointing away, you got no chance. At least with the jump ball, you had a chance after you made a good defensive play.
Right.
I know.
Well, in college, tested that rule for a while, where if the defense ties you up, then the defense gets the ball.
Yeah. Shot in and out, no good by Blank, and the rebound comes down to Lexi Tucker for the Streaks. A rare miss for Anna Blank. Riley Jenkins with a 1:50 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 42-33. Right wing, Riley Jenkins.
Love to get this thing down around five by now, and now we're going to get a moving screen on Lexi Tucker. It's that same play we've talked about several times.
Yeah, so Andrea Sampson was trying to swing around, and she was actually setting up for the three.
Well, and Lexi goes, and what the Streak post players are doing is they're headhunting on those screens. You can't go and find the player and put contact on them.
Two on Lexi. Inbound comes to Cobble out near midcourt. Now gets to Blank, and now they've got numbers, and Cobble travel with it. Trees fans yelling. Now Inyart misses a shot. I think Riley Jenkins may have gotten a hand on it, but Blank gets in there between two black jerseys and pulls the rebound away.
Can't let that happen. You've got to get those rebounds.
Cobble, right baseline to Inyart. Inyart on the dribble, brings out to the wing, gives back to Cobble out high right side with 1:19 to play in the quarter. Now Inyart back door and passed it down to left baseline out of bounds. I'm not sure where she was going. I didn't think she was trying to go all the way over to Haven Dahl. I think she was trying to get it to Blank coming around on the other side and bounced it on the end line. 42-33, Streets trail, 1:10 to play third quarter. Riley Jenkins with it.
Lauren Livingston
got away with it. Yep. She pulls up with an 18-footer, missed it badly, and the rebound falls out of bounds, and it'll go back to Almy. Streaks will keep up the full court pressure. Now they're not even guarding Blank on the inbound, which is probably a good move. And she's looking, finally gets it in to Black. Now
she doesn't want the ball. No. You got to trap her.
Yeah, got it to Inyart. Now she's going to bring it across and gets it down to Cobble on the right block, and she got fouled, and they didn't call it. Well, we'll take it. Kelsey Legg comes away with it, gives to Andrea Sampson in the left corner. Now to Lauren Livingston, left wing for three, too strong. And a rebound kept alive by Andrea Sampson. Black comes away with it. Black across midcourt right side, now picks up and gives to Blank. 34 seconds to play in the quarter. Let's see if it looks like they may work for one. Blank dribbles out near midcourt left side, working against Lauren Livingston.
Yeah, I don't think you want Lauren on her there.
Crosses over, gets in the paint, pulls it back out with 22 to play.
Riley needs to switch off onto her, because Lauren's not going to be able to stay in front of Blank.
Now Riley picks her up and picks up. She picks up and gives to Cobble right of the center circle with 11 seconds play. This is where you got to get in the pass game, not let him give it back to Blank. Now Cobble drives, gives to Inyart right baseline. 15-footer, bounces off, no good. Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Has to pull her arm away as Black had a hold of it. And they didn't call the foul. She was trying to make the pass, and Black had a hold of her arm. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Almy 42, Galesburg 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem in Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Save over $5,000 on new Chevy Malibus and new 2019 Chevy Equinox. Holiday savings up to $6,000.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks were outscored 13-8 in the third quarter. They only had one basket. Six of their points came on free throws, but they have it to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the Streaks have to find some way to jumpstart this offense. Andrea for three.
Yep, couldn't hit that one, but Deja with an offensive rebound. And Elk got tied up, though. Blank came from behind and tied her up. And possession arrow points toward Olney as the Streaks had it to start the quarter.
The arrow with the Tigers.
Can't get a break to go away.
They can't.
Blank to inbound, and it comes to Weiler. They trap her immediately. Now a steal. Got knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Deja comes up with it, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Weiler. Deja just got a little bit too far into the basket when she pulled the ball away. Now Weiler on the dribble.
Well, and for some reason, Deja bent down really low, and this is going to be a turnover and only.
Yeah, what Weiler and Blank both got a fingertip on it. That was about it.
Deja went all the way down to the ground to put that shot up. I don't know if she lost her balance or what happened, but, you know, that's got to sap the energy out of the legs when you're trying to jump up to lay it in.
Riley Jenkins, top of the key for the Streaks. Right wing goes to Andrea Sampson. Back out to Riley, right of the center circle. Riley on the dribble, working against Weiler. Crosses over, goes right, gets picked from Deja. Now pick and roll, Deja in the pass, she overthrew her. And it got knocked away by Blank, and Dahl comes up with it for Almy.
Well, there were definitely too many bodies in the lane there, too, when Riley was trying to make that pass, so Deja couldn't cut cleanly to the ball.
Back door, they tried to get it to Dahl from Cobble. Riley Jenkins there to knock it away. It'll go back to the Tigers. down on the right baseline. Fourth quarter underway. Tom Aerith, Air Gibson from Mattoon. Third place game. Streaks trailing 42-33. Cobble, right baseline. Bounces for Dahl wide open and puts it up off the glass and in. She got three on a pick.
Yeah, Streaks lost.
Put it in.
Sight of her.
She's got seven in the game. Chloe McCarthy out of the key left wing to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gives to Kelsey Legg with 6:39 to play. Streaks again down by 11.
We're
now
get
foul.
A foul on. Yeah, you can't do that. The Streaks just don't seem to understand this. You can't run into the defensive player. And Kelsey tried to do a handoff to Riley, and in doing so, she ran into the defensive player.
So it's a turnover for the Streaks as well, and the Streaks call a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:37 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 44-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Alney Tigers 44-33.
Well, this game's been a rough one for the Streaks. They just can't seem to get any kind of flow going on here. And when they do make a run, it's only coming back and just picking up whatever points the Streaks end up getting.
Blank with it. Goes left baseline to Cobble. Cobble out to the wing now, and she'll bring it out high and hands off to Weiler, top of the key. Weiler on the dribble. Back to Cobble between the circles. She'll go left down the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass for Hughes, and she laid it up and in. That was a great job. Drew the defender and dumped it off.
Biggest lead of the game.
Hughes with eight in the ball game. Now a three from Chloe McCarthy out high left side is good. First basket of the game for Chloe. She had one free throw, and now it's a 10-point lead, 46-36. 6:02 to play in the ball game. Maybe that will get the Streaks going. Now Blank drives, runner in the paint, off the glass, no good. Deja with a rebound.
Well, for some reason, the Streaks have stopped pressing. I don't know if Coach Massey just didn't think it was working or.
Chloe, top of the key, thought about the three, now gets to Riley on high right side. Hopefully that was the spark the Streaks need, and Blank looks like they're just going to kind of let her go one-on-one. Now it's Andrea with it. Right wing, goes to the baseline, pulls it back out to the wing, and gives to Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Riley Jenkins. She'll pull it out and reset. Riley dribbles left, gets a pick from Chloe. Goes left baseline, lays it up high off the glass, missed it. Chloe with the offense rebound and got fouled on the back, couldn't put it in. It's going to go against either Dahl or Hughes. If it's Hughes, her fourth, if it's Dahl or her second. It does go against Haven Dahl, her second foul. So Chloe McCarthy active here to start the fourth quarter. And she'll have two shots at it. Just hit a three-pointer for the Streaks and can cut it to single digits here. First shot is up and good. Back in for Alney. It's Black and Inyart. Colleen Inyart, Inyart and Brittany Black as Hughes and Weiler go to the bench. Chloe McCarthy, 5'9 senior at the free throw line. Second one is up and good. So make it an 8-point lead now, 46-38. Now the Streaks will pick up with a full court pressure again. Blank looking, and finally gets it into Black. And now back to Blank, and she's going to run it down and pull it back out and set for Alney.
Well, you know, again, the Streaks know who they want to get the ball to. They've got to get out there and make sure she doesn't get it on that return pass.
Blank has it down the right side. Dump off for Black. She puts it up and in. Yeah, Blank, again, nice move. She drew the defender from the weak side. And Black puts it up and in. That's her first basket. And make it 48-38 back to a 10-point lead. And they're pretty much they're just letting her go one-on-one and create.
Right.
Right wing, Deja Range. Chloe McCarthy between the circles, out high left side. Riley Jenkins brings it back out between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson fires a three. Bounces off too strong, and the rebound should go to the Streaks. Oh, my goodness. That should have been, that ball went off of Cobble. Deja went up for it, and Cobble knocked it out of bounds, but they're going to give it to Olney.
Yeah, I don't know how you got that from what happened. But
yep. Inbound comes to Inyert, right back to Blank. Blank being picked up by Kelsey Legg. And double dribble! They did. Thank you, boy. That was a slow whistle. Right. He finally called the double dribble. Everybody in the gym was yelling that, and he finally called it. So the Streets get it back, and then that time it was Blank who messed up. And there's been a couple times she's had a ball handling error. 48-38, Streets trail, 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Pick and roll, Chloe McCarthy from Riley Jenkins. Can't hit. Chloe gets her own rebound. Now to Riley, left wing, puts it up. Three is short, and the rebound comes down to Blank this time for Olney. Blank on the run, right down the middle. Got bumped from behind by Andrea. No call. She'll pull it back out now. Now she'll hand off to Cobble. She'll bring it right. It's like they're going to weave a little bit. No, she'll take it to the right wing. Now goes baseline and didn't get cut off. But, boy, wow, that shot, I don't know if she was going for the glass, but she went off the top of the glass and hit the upright. So Streaks will get it back. And they get a break, come back the other way. You got to take advantage. We've gotten two breaks here and not been able to score. Streaks trail by 10, 48-38, under 4 minutes to play now. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. Backdoor Deja, wide open left side, puts it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks. She's got six in the game, 48-40. And it comes to Dahl, and they didn't get her trapped. Now it's Cobble, and again, they don't trap her either. Now Deja knocks the pass away, but Blank gets it back. Now it's Cobble left wing, swings it all the way over to the right wing to Inyert. Now it's Blank out between the circles.
Well, Coach might want to think about bringing some fresh players because the girls on the floor right now look pretty winded.
Yeah, with the full court pressure, 5 games in 3 days, it's not easy. And Blank has it. And again, they're just going to let her go one-on-one and create. And now she hands off to Inyert. She'll dribble right down the right side lane. Pushes into Chloe. No call, but Chloe got the block. And coming away with it is Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. One-on-3. And leans in. Puts it up. Can't hit. Oh, a charge!
Are you kidding me?
Wow. You have to be set. Blank was all the way under the basket and wasn't set anyway. That was a ridiculous call. So Riley picks up her first foul. Streaks turn it over with 3:06 to play. I don't know how in the world you get a charge out of that. Inbound comes to Dahl. Oh, Streaks is just going man-to-man on the press now. Weiler gets it across right side. Right of the center circle, under 3 minutes to play. Streaks trail by 8, 48-40. Blank with a dribble. The Streaks have had three opportunities off of either turnovers or missed shots and weren't able to cut into the lead here. Weiler to Blank out high left side. Blank penetrates and got a push from Deja, geez. And the shot went in. Yeah, that was a smart play. She wasn't going to shoot the ball, and Deja bumped her, and she threw the shot up there and banked it in.
For as bad as she shot against us in the first game, she has been that good today.
She's got 21 in the game? I think I gave her an extra basket at some point. I wasn't going to mark another one down. She has 20. You have 23 or 21?
21.
Okay, so let me cross that one out. She'll go to the free throw line with a chance of the traditional three-point play. That is four fouls on Deja.
10 of 17 from the field.
But missed the free throw. And rebound Lexi Tucker as she replaced Deja. Lauren Livingston as well. Riley across midcourt left side. 2:34 to play. Streaks have to be urgent on the offensive end. Riley down the left side lane. Nice dump off to Lauren Livingston. Shot got blocked by Blank. But Riley with a rebound. Kelsey Legg, three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Hughes for Olney and got tied up by Riley Jenkins, and they didn't call the jump ball. Riley had her hands on it. Hughes is tugging the ball back and forth and then finally got it loose, but they didn't call the jump ball.
Which, you know, after everything else we've seen, you would think that that was true. You know, that would have been called.
Yeah.
Who got the rebound for Olney there? Was it Blank?
Yeah, it was Blank.
So he's got a double-double. That's her 10th rebound.
So Weiler has it now. 2 minutes to play now, under two. Streaks trail by 10, 50-40.
Streaks really sitting back for a team that's down 10.
Inyert, and now they're running the weave out front. Blank, Inyert. Back to Blank out high on the left side. Now Lauren Livingston picks her up with 1:46 to play. Well, what point do you start fouling? Yeah, at least go for the ball. So, I mean, you don't want to foul Blank, even though she missed a free throw. That's still not who you probably want to foul. And the Streaks are giving chase now. Nice out of Kelsey Legg. I don't know if she was trying to foul. She was reaching after the ball, and Weiler just lost it. And the Streaks get it back. Let's get a score now after the stop.
Streaks just look like they have no energy right now. I think this being the fifth game is really taking its toll on them. They look.
And a pretty emotional one last night, the way things went in that one, too. Lauren Livingston, top of the key, out high right side, fires a three, in and out, no good. Hughes down with a rebound for Alney. Got knocked away by Andrea Sampson. Ball goes to four. We're going to have a tie-up. Lexi Tucker in there, Andrea in there, Blank in there as well. Andrea got hit in the head, I think, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Minute 17 left to go in this one. Streaks trailing by 10. They're going to need some major help here if they're going to get back into this one.
Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. Now a timeout called by who?
Coach Massey.
Coach Massey. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:17 to play. Streaks trail 50-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Back to Mattoon High School. Streaks trailing 50-40. 1:17 left to go here in the game. Streaks going to have to find some magic here in this timeout because they just have not been able to show much offensively. They only had, what, one bucket in that third quarter, Tom?
Yeah, one basket in the third and then a couple here in the fourth. But, yeah, they have their 8 points in the third quarter, just one basket. The other 6 points came from free throw. So Kelsey Legg will inbound from the right baseline. And Streaks here, I mean, granted, five games for both teams in 3 days, but the Streaks just don't look like the fresher team at this point.
No.
And part of that's probably because of all the full court trapping they'd have to do here in this second half. Andrea Sampson with it right side. Streaks need to have some urgency. He'll fire the long three, short. And the rebound comes out long to Kelsey Legg. Down the right side, Kelsey lays it up. Can't hit. But a foul's going to go on who? Nope. They're gonna this time they're going to call it on the floor.
They're giving it to. Wait a minute.
What? Wait a minute.
What was the call?
Wait.
That was called against Galesburg's 24, Tucker.
It went against Lexi Tucker
what
for something.
What in the world? I have no idea what happened there. Now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Kelsey Legg fires a 19-footer, rolls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dahl. I mean, that shot's right on target. Streaks just can't buy a break here. Dahl trapped in the backcourt, gets it off to Blank, under a minute to play now. 50 seconds, wide open down underneath Hughes, and she lays it up and in. Streaks are trapping all over. Hughes got away. And they get 52-40 with 40 seconds to play. Lauren Livingston, left wing, Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Legg, Streaks, well, going to look for a shot here, kind of running the offense.
Fobbles down.
Now a shot by Andrea. Long one is no good. Rebound brought down by Lauren Livingston with 22 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg out high right side. I can hear Mark Anselman yelling to his team, no foul, three-pointer. Kelsey Legg, right baseline is good. Could have used that one a little bit earlier, but and Coach Massey calls timeout with 13.2 to play, 52-43. Part of the problem is that you take so long to get a shot.
Right.
That's.
Well, and you hope that at some point in your offensive set you have some quick hitters, quick screens, and part of the problem, I think, is the Streaks have been called for at least three, assuming that's what it was with Alexi or Lexi Tucker, three illegal screens. And once you start doing that, it's tough. Your girls get a little screen shy because they don't want to commit that foul. And, then it's tough to get those quick hitter plays when you can't effectively get screen set.
Yeah, and I don't know that one on Lexi because Kelsey had gotten free and was just going down the right side lane, so Lexi wasn't trying to set a pick for her. She was there, so I don't know if she was. I thought she was just moving toward the basket. I don't know if they still call it a moving pick. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but I thought her arm had gotten grabbed when she was on her way up, and I thought that was the call, and that's why I thought he was calling it on the floor and wasn't giving her the two shots.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough end of this tournament. Streaks go 3-0 in the first three games. They're going to drop the last two here. Fourth place finish. Really, really a real tough tournament for the Streaks. Now they're going long.
Yep, go long, and Dahl has it. Nice hustle by Lexi Tucker to get back and not let her get an easy layup. Now Lexi knocked it away at midcourt, and they're going to call a foul on her. That's going to be her fourth with 8.8 seconds to play. 52-43 is the only lead.
Dahl's going to shoot the 1-1 with 8.8 left.
Shooting the one and bonus.
Well, I mean, this is going to be a good win for Mark Anselman and his only squad because you know, you talked to them before the game and felt like they're a little bit on the smaller side of this tournament.
Yeah, and for, you know, in Class 3A as well, as Dahl hits both free throws, and now he's going to clear his bench. With 8.8 seconds to play, and it's a 54-43 lead for Olney. Riley Jenkins will bring it up. 5 seconds to play. Pick set. She'll fire a long three, short, and a rebound comes down to Olney. Time will run out. 54-43. Olney defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and Olney wins third place in the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Streaks end up with the fourth-place trophy. So, yeah, tough afternoon. And you know, we talked about how fatigued the Streaks looked. And what happened, again, I will talk with Coach Massey about this, is that offensively things weren't going horribly for at least 2.5 quarters. But it was the defense that was kind of breaking down. And then so you got down by 10 and had to pick up with full-court pressure. And when you have to do that, starting early in the third quarter, playing your fifth game in 5 days, that it's going to wear you out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that again, that game last night was real tough for the Streaks. No excuses. You play 5 games in 5 days, 3 days. 5 games in 3 days.
Yeah.
But so did Olney. So you can't use that as an excuse. But it's tough to get pumped up for a third-place game when yesterday's game went the way it went. And, you know, and sometimes it's – it helps more to have that veteran team to help do that, and that's not what this team consists of at this point.
Streaks fall 54-43, outscored 12-10 in that fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Post-game stats, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 54-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
If participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank. Member FDIC.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall here in the third place game to the Alney Tigers. Final score, Alney 54, Galesburg 43. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back here at Mattoon High School. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach, Evan Massey. Talk about our post-game stats and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and more coming up for you. You kind of got worn out in that second half, having to you get down by 8 and then 10 and 11, and then you got to start that full-court press, and when it's the fifth game in 3 days, that's going to take a lot out of your players.
It is, and, you know, there was just a lot of things played against the Streaks here that missed some shots that, you know, usually we see them hit. They weren't very good from inside the arc. And it just did not play well. Everything didn't add up well for the Streaks in this one. You're playing an only team that was coming in pretty hungry, having lost to this Streak team before. And, you know, we keep talking about the fact that Blank barely hit anything in that first game. She was 2 of 14, and she came into this one and kind of made up for it with the way she came out and just kind of attacked offensively.
So the Streaks fall 54-43. I don't know, Coach Massey may be a little longer with them this time after this loss, but tough to come back and you know, an emotional game last night, and again we had high hopes, I think for this game, that especially since we'd seen this team already, but we kind of, you know, we were a little bit worried coming in because we knew, as we were talking about throughout the game, that Blank, looking at as many points as she had scored throughout the tournament, just not against us, we were kind of hoping, it's like, well, I hope she doesn't open up against us again, but she did right off the bat with, 10 points in the first quarter for Alney. Coach Massey getting ready to make his way up toward us here, so we'll get a chance to chat with him momentarily. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 54-43 is the final score, and they'll take home the fourth place trophy from Mattoon here in the holiday tournament. First time that's happened. In fact, the first time it's happened other than bringing home the first place or second place trophy. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here. And Coach, we thought early on, especially through the first two quarters, although you'd gotten down by 8 in the first quarter, they doubled up. You came back and went on a nice 8-0 run to tie it up at the end of the first quarter. At that point, you weren't really having issues on the offensive end, except you were getting a lot of good looks and they weren't falling. It was more on the defensive end where they were able to get loose and get some good looks.
Right, yeah. I thought in the game, you know, early on, I think we missed a lot of layups and things, and you know, it's dangerous to end up blame shooting on things because there's other factors, obviously, that affect it. But I think you're right. It's a game where we just offensively, we couldn't execute very well with it. And I thought early in the year, you know, the first 2-3 weeks of the season, we really struggled a lot in third quarters of games, and where kind of like when we get a certain level of fatigue, we couldn't execute. And I don't know if for us, if we got the fourth game and the fifth game, and the other teams are in the fourth and fifth game, but it just kind of, we reverted back to that of not being able to execute offensively. But, that said, I thought today's game and today's approach by the kids was good enough that we'll win games with it. I thought for us last night, I thought we kind of reverted into some of the issues that we'd had last year and earlier in the year as far as emotions and reactions. But tonight we kind of righted the ship and what we did and what I said to the girls in the locker room afterwards of, you know, we early in the year talked about, said it's a process and said that we just got to keep improving. And I thought the last 3 weeks, you know, starting, we got a win at Alleman and I don't know the order, but, you know, Moline and Limestone went to Chicago and played good basketball here the first three games. So we've, in the last, seven or eight games coming into this, have played some good basketball. So we don't need to blow anything up. We just need to keep working.
Well, and then the tough thing also in the third quarter when you get down by 10, fifth game in 5 days and having to run the full court press, which you needed to do. You had no choice. And it was effective, but, I mean, that's fifth game in 5 days. That's tough to keep the legs fresh.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate with the press. We early on in it, we got what we wanted of getting some turnovers.
Yeah.
But the problem was they weren't turnovers where they were thrown out of bounds, so we didn't get an easy basket. And so one of the hopes you would have is that the turnovers would create some offense, and unfortunately it didn't do that.
Yeah, and then I think also with the tired legs down the stretch toward the end, you got some turnovers, and they missed some shots. I think we had at least – I think we were down 8 or 10 and had at least 3 possessions where we either got the stop or got the turnover or they missed a shot, and we just couldn't get the break and get the ball to fall.
Yeah, it a struggle that way. And that's part of the experience of, you know, playing all these and, you know, what the girls now mentally, it's a tough thing too. So you're tested, and this isn't we wanted to win, but it's not all bad to be tested, that you kind of – emotionally you have to respond. And what we'll do is we'll end up, you know, we don't really have any time off, but we get ready for Quincy on next Thursday, and then we have our own little tournament on Saturday. So there's plenty of opportunities for us to, you know, get back and feel, get a bounce in our step.
Yeah, so even though you're still off school, you got the conference game next Thursday night, which isn't going to be easy. Quincy's playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, I think last I checked, I thought they were 14-3 something like that.
Coach, well, thanks for taking the time with us. As always, appreciate it. It was fun covering the girls here, and I know it didn't turn out the way we all wanted to, but it was good to see them bounce back, and I thought played, as you mentioned, played better together as a team in this one today.
Yeah, and, you know, I think sometimes, you know, we went through a spell where we won all the time here, and then everybody ended up saying, you know, why do you go there? It's too easy.
Right.
Well, you know, a year like this proves that, you know, you are playing some pretty good teams.
Coach, thanks so much. Safe travels home.
Yep. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Take a time out, come back, and run down our postgame stats. Also, we'll be naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up as well. Streaks fall 54-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say,
boring.
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
It's the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Streaks fall to the Alney Tigers, 54-43. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Mattoon. Streaks take home the fourth-place trophy here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. And, I agree with Coach. I think although everything didn't go right for us today, it's still, I thought, a little bit I don't even know if I want to say effort. It wasn't that, because they, not that they weren't trying last night, but as far as team play and not giving up here today, it was, you know, was a better looking game in that respect. And I think really the big difference early on, if some of those shots fall early, it's a completely different game.
I agree. You can't necessarily always blame missed shots, but right. At the same time,
I think that's what Coach Masters get at too. He said it's dangerous to do that. However,
right, you can't miss that many shots at point blank range. We talked about it. It was essentially a theme in that first quarter. The Streaks missed so many shots on the left side of the basket, and yeah, some of them were contested. But you know, that's where you've got to make your hay, because you're not going to hit 9 threes every game. And even in this game, the Streaks hit 6 threes, which is a pretty good number.
Yeah.
But, you know, they also were 2 of 13 in the second half. So you can't blame it necessarily on shooting, but when you do get those point-blank shots, you've got to make them.
All right, our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks didn't have anybody in double figures, had 3 players with 9 points, including Andrea Sampson. That all on 3-3 points, which happened in the first quarter early in the game. I think late the difference was tired legs as far as that went. And you mentioned, I think, in the second quarter and even early in the third, that we kind of got away from that and trying to get her free. Let's see, 9 points for Riley Jenkins on 3 baskets and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Kelsey Legg. She had a couple of threes, also a 2 and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Deja Range, a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Chloe McCarthy. She had a 3 and was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. The only other person to score, Lexi Tucker off the bench, had 4 points on 2 baskets. Again, as Eric mentioned, 6 three-pointers in the game, and then 9 for 12 from the free throw line. For Olney, 21 points for Anna Blank, 6 twos, 3 threes, 0 for 1 for the free throw line, 10 points for Terry Hughes, including a 3, 3 twos, and 1 for 2 from the line. 9 points for Haven Dahl on a 3, a couple of 2s, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 points. Kenzie Weiler, a 3 and a 2. And you know what? They're getting ready to do the national anthem here. So we're going to go ahead and take a timeout and come back and finish up our stats and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem in Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado half-ton pickups come with holiday savings up to $12,500.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license extra.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
As you've come to expect, we're going to get into all of it, each and every detail. If I don't talk about it here, you don't need to know about it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Anthem prior to the championship game between Altamont and the host Mattoon. You know, one of the things I find interesting, I had a conversation about this with somebody this morning, that, you know, in the semifinals yesterday, we had the same officials doing both games, and then we got the same thing in the championship here. And I understand that during the rest of the tournament, during the day, when they work 2 or even 3 games in a day. But for the semifinals and championship, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea, but that's the way they do it here. All right, so in our stats, we were, we were on the scoring for Olney, 5 for Kenzie Weiler on a 3 and a 2, 3 points for Logan Cobble on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line, Colleen Inyer with 4 points on 4 for 4 from the line, 2 points on a basket for Brittany Black, and they ended up with 4, 6. Six 3-pointers in the ball game. And there, let's see. 8 out of
They were 8 of 11. Is that what you're
11 from the free throw line. Yeah, I hadn't done their team part yet. 8 of 11 from the free throw line for Alney. All right, let's go ahead and run down some other team stats.
You know, Tom, before I do that, I would like to mention, you know, we talked yesterday about the fact that there was a very low attendance at this tournament. And there has been almost every year. Ultima, it looks like they brought the entire town.
Yeah, I don't know that, which isn't that many people. And I don't see that there's very many Mattoon fans
here.
No,
they're all in that upper portion in the middle.
I think what happened, the Altamont fans are sitting where they normally sit. They got here early enough, so the little contingent of Mattoon fans up top, and the rest of that side is pretty much Altamont fans.
Right.
Interesting. All right.
So turnovers, the Streaks turned the ball over 15 times. Again, not great, but I think it's in that range that Coach Massey can accept. They only forced 14 turnovers, though, so the second straight game in which the Streaks turned the ball over more than they forced them. Streaks did out-rebound only by a slim margin of 34-31, and they out-rebound them offensively 18-9. So Streaks did a much better job in that second half of attacking the offensive boards. Only shot at 20 of 43 from the field, including 6 of 11 from downtown, so very efficient from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, were 14 of 53. They were 6 of 22 from downtown, and, you know, probably more concerning was the fact that they were 8 of 31 from inside the arc. And, you know, 6 of 22, that's not great, but it's also not terrible for girls basketball. But 8 of 31, you shoot 50% in you're probably talking about a different result in this game.
Well, and honestly, you're talking inside the arc. Probably, 80% of those were inside the paint.
Right.
That was the problem with that.
So stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 7 rebounds for Deja Range, a steal and a block. Lauren Livingston had a rebound and a steal. Chloe McCarthy had 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. Lexi Tucker had 5 boards, so she did a nice job in her limited time. 4 rebounds and a steal for Andrea Simpson. Kaylee Miller got a rebound. Riley Jenkins had 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. And Kelsey Legg, 2 rebounds and a steal.
All right, our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, now we don't have a break to discuss our thought about Chris Hanfler. The game's about to Brad and Steve Dew and Brad and Jim. We'll have to talk about it on the air. And it's kind of a tough one because things just really didn't go the Streaks' way. I mean, there was, some bright spots, yes. You come back from an 16-8 deficit down by 8 points and go on an 8-point run there in the first quarter at 16-all. So I guess what we're having to look, that bright spot we're having to look for, has got to be within the first probably 2.5 quarters of the game.
Yeah, and if that's what we're looking at, I mean, it's tough to ignore Andrea Sampson hitting those 3 uh-huh. threes in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins had kind of a sneaky, strong game. She only finished with 9 points, but it's not for lack of, yesterday I felt she was too passive on the offensive end. She got 12 shots up in this game. Unfortunately, she only hit 3 from the field. And then she had 3 or 4 from the line, and she had 7 assists and 2 steals. Kelsey Legg, she hustled like she normally does.
Yep.
Steal and 2 rebounds. And, you know, Lexi Tucker had a decent game off the bench. She had 4 points and 5 rebounds.
Yeah.
Provided a little bit of spark, but, you know, those are the few players that I think, four players I think should be highlighted the most.
Yeah, well, and I think, honestly, because we're that, probably the highlight was that 8-point deficit early on in the comeback of that. And Andrea had hit the first shot of the game, that 3-pointer. We went up 3-0, but it was those other 2 3-pointers that really sparked that 8-point run. So if you're cool with going that way,
yep.
I'm good with that. So Andrea Sampson is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, 9 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. And, again, those 3 3-pointers in the first quarter, 2 of those 3, key to a comeback of an 8-point deficit. But Streaks just couldn't overcome and fall here this afternoon to the Alney Tigers, 54-43. All right, well, we regroup next Thursday night. We'll be back at it at home. The Quincy Blue Devils come to town. And, they've got a whole bunch of players that have been playing for 4 years, and they're playing really well this season. Maybe not as much in the conference, but they are a good basketball team.
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where, they had been building for last year, and they were doing everything. They, and then they had a coaching change, and changed the philosophy a little bit, and then all of a sudden it became this, it shifted to this year. And this is the year they've kind of been looking at as their target year to be competitive in the conference, which they've definitely been competitive in the conference.
Yep, absolutely. So as I heard Coach Massey, I think they're 14-3 at this point. So and at least two of the three losses, I think, are in the conference.
I think all three all of them three are, of actually. Them? Okay. They were at one point. Yeah. All right. All their losses were in conference.
So we've got that. And then next Saturday, the little, I guess it's, he's calling it the Galesburg Invitational. We'll play Macomb in the first game, and then we won't know our opponent until after the second game as to who will play later in the day. So I think we got a like a noon game and a 3:30 game, something like that. But we'll let you know that as we get closer. Galesburg High boys are coming up again later on. They have a 6:43 game, 7 o'clock tip-off. Streaks fall again here this afternoon, 54-43. Thanks to James Noble for running things in the studio here this afternoon. For Eric Gibson, Sam Erta saying good afternoon from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.